Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Set up this extra point.
It's time for the Extra Point with Mullion Haw on 670 The Score.
What did you make of Jed Hoyer's appearance on our guy John Heyman's podcast? Did you enjoy his explanation of how they acquired Pete Crow Armstrong in a trade for a rental player at the time, Javi Baez? Is it an important cautionary tale to remember at the trade deadline? Do you need to know the depth immediately and not trade a guy who promises while protecting players who might not be as good? What was the bitter lesson Rick Hahn talked about with his awful trade to Fernando Tatis Jr.?
Yeah, I enjoyed the Jed Hoyer and John Heyman conversation. It was really well done. Jed's as transparent as ever, and it's nice when he has a national stage and people can hear just how open he is about everything he does. The PCA recap was fun and open, and I think, yeah, it tells you just how, when these trades are made, whether it's Rick Hahn reminiscing about Fernando Tatis or Jed confirming a lot of things about PCA, it tells you how tenuous it is, because you just don't know who you're trading could turn out to be. I'm sure the Mets regret trading Pete Crow Armstrong for a rental and Javi Baez. Maybe not as much as Rick Hahn regretted trading Fernando Tatis for James Shields, but these prospects, you just don't know what they're going to turn into. Which brings us to the modern day pressure that Jed Hoyer faces, and I know it's part of the discussion about what to do before the deadline. I like the fact that this idea of the Cubs going out and getting a top-of-the-line starting pitcher is becoming more of the conversation. It keeps the pressure on Jed Hoyer to do just that. I like that Chris Sale being out there after striking out 11 guys last night. One of the first questions that Cub fans will have is, boy, wouldn't that look good on the north side? Would the Braves, if they keep falling further in the standings, be willing to trade him at the deadline? All these things are related, and that was a really good podcast.
Really good. We'll get to some audio of that later on the show, perhaps. The cautionary tale part is something that, you know, we were just having a conversation about during our last break, talking about Chris Sale coming to the Cubs and what exactly it might take to make that deal happen, and which lottery tickets, which scratch-offs, if you will, are you willing to go ahead and ship to Atlanta while they ship up a guy like Chris Sale. So, yep, good job by our guy John Heyman, and good answers by Jed Hoyer. The other thing I loved about it is that Jed was not, like, all puffy-chested, you know, and said there definitely some luck involved.
Oh, yeah, said
in
it was
stuff.
Good fortune. You know, yeah, good no fortune. Doubt about it.
So good for him.
What was super cool about it is he's on with a couple of New York baseball writers who know every player that was available and who they were talking about and how the whole thing went down. And I always find that fascinating. And I would say that in a way, I like the way of that we're combining PCA with Fernando Tatis Jr., because is he that level of player, right? That's the hope. If he's going to be a co-MVP favorite with Shohei Ohtani, this year, then yeah, he's that kind of player. So he's been significantly better than they thought. And I think that the lesson might be, don't shy away from a guy that's blocked, from giving up a guy that's blocked because you're worried that that you're giving away too much. If you've got somebody ahead of someone else, then don't worry about it. And don't give up people that you don't have all the information on. Whatever you do, the Cubs are in a totally different position now because they're looking to bolster their World Series hopes. And as we know from seeing Gleyber Torres just the other day, that if you win a World Series, you don't care who you lost. It doesn't bother you.
You really don't.
You don't. What the job is to win, and if you can get a guy that is good enough that you're going to win a World Series, and you're not going to spend 4 minutes worried about who. Exactly.
Come on now.
Who a guy turns out to be or what he does eventually. So I would say, I would encourage the Cubs, and I would encourage Cub fans to remember that for those who want a lot, you got to give up a lot. It's as simple as that. And I would rather go after the biggest name I can get than try to settle for someone who is kind of a midland player but might be able to help us a bit. Go get the best guy on the market.
Yes.
Go get the closer you desperately have to
yes.
have. Go get the starting pitcher that you must have. That's
yes.
the lesson of this.
I'll have more of everything.
Thank you. So that's all I'm saying. Go for it.
Go for it.
Love it.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.